This is TWiT.
We got a late-breaking story today. A report on Fortune says that Apple is running into problems with HomeKit, which has now been delayed from an expected launch next month to later in the year, possibly August or September, according to the report. Apple never publicly announced a launch date, but the delay may be affecting plans from the many companies who intend to support the platform with third-party home automation products. And Ben Fox-Rubin, apparently it's not that easy to develop an entirely new platform for disparate home automation products.
Yeah, absolutely. But you kind of have to play in that space if you're going to be doing tech stuff these days. I mean, like that's a big part of their Internet of Things play, right, Mike?
Absolutely. And it's and again, you know, this is something, you know, it's one of my little pet peeves about the Internet of Things. People say, oh, this is going to work like this. It's going to work like that. And my prediction is, no, it isn't. We can't even get TV remotes working right. I mean, it's with the lack of standards or the plethora of standards, actually, it's going to be very difficult. And of course, Apple's in a reasonably okay position because they're really good at controlling the infrastructure. But again, they're running into these kinds of delays. I think everybody's going to be running into these delays. And it's I don't think the Internet of Things is going to be, and the home automation world is going to be quite what people make it out to be. I think it's going to be less, there's going to be less you know, universal standards. It's going to be harder to network these things than people are saying. And I don't think that there's, just because we have little chips and little radios and all that kind of stuff that we can build into everything, it doesn't mean that these things not only are going to all work together seamlessly, but also be secure and do some of the other things we want them to do, like function, for example. So, you know, that's kind of bad news. I was looking forward to seeing what they do. Now, the report did say that they may have a sort of limited quasi-announcement at their upcoming developer event, and I wouldn't be surprised about that. I think, but the plan, I believe, was for them to actually roll it out at that event.
Well, look, I think I think at the end of the day, it's better if they roll it out as a somewhat well-thought-out system as opposed to just kind of trying to push it out for a particular event or what have you. So I guess that's the silver lining when it comes to that. So you don't really want another Apple Maps debacle or anything like that. And as you were saying, Internet of Things is going to be really, really complicated. So if they take a little bit more time and try to get it a little closer to right, to me, that does make a lot of sense.
It does. And of course, you know, I think I've been predicting for a little while what is probably pretty obvious, which is that they're probably going to build this into Apple TV. There have been reports based on inside sources that it will be, you know, Apple TV will be a major component of this HomeKit project. And that's one of the problems with this delay, which is, of course, that Apple will probably want to announce the big Apple TV news, and they're not going to be ready for the big HomeKit news. They'll probably roll out the new Apple TV. It'll probably have stuff in there that supports HomeKit, but they won't actually do it. They've done this with a number of products. If they're not ready, they just ship the product. You know, the Apple Watch, for example, has features in it that haven't been activated yet because they haven't got the various approvals and so on.